Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Philippians chapter 4, the very famous verse 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You know, sometimes we read the Bible so casually. God gave us every word. He spoke every word to us. Man did not write it. God did. That means every word in the Bible was chosen by God. Philippians 4:13 may be one of the most, probably one of the top five known verses in the whole Bible. I've heard countless sermons on the verse. I've quoted it to someone or myself nearly every week of my life for so long I can't even count. But me, like others, have probably misused it. Oh, several years ago, this thought hit me as I was reading and studying. I want you to notice something. God says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. We often use the verse in its context by saying, I can do all things through Christ, who strengtheneth me. You see, God didn't say who, he said which. It was not Christ who was giving the strength. God is telling us that the burden, the opposition, the trial, the difficulty that we face and are going through is that which gives us strength. Christ is there throughout to help encourage, but it is the problem or the opposition or the trial itself that gives us strength. God is telling us here that the bearing of the burden and the enduring of the opposition is the success against the trial and finding the answer to the problem. Our comfort is that Jesus is right there with us. He is the one who is there to coach us along. He is not the which that gives strength. I have a young man in my church who left and went to the Marine Corps. Before he left, I told him, those drill instructors and the people that you will train under, they will not hurt you. They will not destroy you. They want to make you. If you just obey their every order, you will make it. When you think you can't, realize you do what they say and you'll be okay. That is exactly what God means by Philippians 4:13. That young man did not graduate from Marine boot camp because of a who, but because of a which. He did that which made him strong enough to become a Marine. I want to take God's word as he wrote it and help you today. Number one, we have to do in order to get strength. I want you to notice God says, I can do. That means we have to do something. Do is a word of continual action, just not one time and be done. It is a verb that is in the durative or linear tense in the Greek that means you do and you do and you do and you do and you keep on doing. That's what James 1:22 says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. when God says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's not just to do it one time and be done. It means we're to perpetually be doing that. The doing of action against opposition is what makes you strong, not the education to know what to do. We have a country full of educated people who do nothing. We have churches filled with people who are taught the Bible, but they don't obey it. They never do it. You don't get strong by knowing. You get strong by doing. I am for education, but education itself is not the answer to everything. The answer to problems are people doing what they need to do, not just knowing what they need to know. You see, churches who quit soul winning and Christians who quit soul winning are not strong because they're not doing God's word. Christians who quit helping others and just study the word are not doing anything for God. So we have to do in order to get strength. Number two, you don't get big burdens until you bear the smaller burdens first. 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. You know, I have a young man as an assistant pastor. He's about 30. I do not expect him to carry the load I do at the age of 56. I have more years experience in the ministry than he's been alive. I expect him to carry his part of the load. I expect him to get stronger as he carries the load, but I do not expect him to handle the load I handle. Lamentations 3:27 says it's good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. You know, I've carried a heavy schedule for 40 years or so. I should be able to handle more problems now. You know, take a small child, and they get stronger by adding a little to the load that they can handle. We're too easy and too soft on people. I'm not saying be a drill instructor, but let's not rescue every little child from a struggle. Let them struggle. Teenagers need a diet of hard work, burdens, and problems to make them strong. They don't need cell phones and video games and toys. They need to struggle. They need to get strong. You know, you don't go into the special forces without passing boot camp. You need the conditioning to get you to the next level. You know, schools in our public school system is a mess today, but schools used to teach practically, and it got harder as you went. They didn't dumb it down so everybody could reach it. God does not give you bigger burdens until you have handled the small ones first. Don't get upset with God when a bigger burden comes. Count it an honor. That means he thinks you're strong enough to carry it. And number three, each burden you face will be the biggest one yet. You know, there's not going to be a time where you ever stop handling burdens. The older I get, it seems like the heavier burdens come because I've been strengthened for it all these years. It seems like I get the most complex questions and complex burdens. It seems like preachers call with their hardest things and ask me because of the years of experience that I have. You know, God says in Galatians 6:9 that we ought not to faint. Let's not complain about our burdens. Let's carry them. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I want you to notice it is the burden itself that creates the strength, not Christ. He's there to coach us. Hey, let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
tell and sing the news.